Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting third. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demaree. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney takes first base on ball four. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Frank Demaree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demaree hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. Herman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters bunts towards the mound. French fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Walters moves to second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walters scores. Brown moves to third. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Brown scores. Whitney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Phillies. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Phillies. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Dell Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Phillies. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 5-1, Phillies. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown is hit by the pitch. Walters moves to second. Clay Bryant now pitching. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Walters moves to third. Brown moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sharon. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. Marty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Georges hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Wilson scores. Young moves to third. Sharon moves to second. It's 6-1, Phillies. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Sharon scores. Walters moves to third. It's 8-1, Phillies. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walters scores. Whitney moves to second. It's 9-1, Phillies. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Martin takes first base on ball 4. Mauri Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Arnovich hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Bryant covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sherin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack strikes out. One out. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Gabby Hartnett. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ken O'Day now catching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walters for the out. One out. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitney moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-4 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Clay Bryant. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Camilli moves to second. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Young bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Camilli moves to third. Wilson moves to second. 1 out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Camilli scores. Wilson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-1, Phillies. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 11-1, Phillies. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Hack reaches second base with a double. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 5 in the game. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marty moves to second. One out. John Botterini pinch hits for Clyde Shawn. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 4 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty scores. It's 11-2, Phillies. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.